This week on HelpWithMySocialSecurity.com, getting a new Social Security card. Hi, I'm Chris Stein, a certified financial planner and a finance instructor at Colorado State University. And welcome to this week's blog post on HelpWithMySocialSecurity.com. Everyone who's recently gotten a job knows that you do need to produce your Social Security card on occasion. Usually the hiring process, they want to take a look at it, take a photocopy of it, make sure you're using your own Social Security number, etc. But these times of need for your Social Security card can be very infrequent. I know I oftentimes go years and years, maybe even a decade or more, between times when I need to produce my Social Security card. So I keep it safely put away somewhere, and hopefully I can find it whenever I need it. But if it comes to the point where you need it sometime and you cannot find it, there is a way to request a new card, to obtain a new Social Security card. All is not lost. So here are the steps involved, essentially, in getting a replacement Social Security card. First of all, everyone should be aware there are limitations on how often you can do this. It's pretty substantial, but there are still limitations. You are limited to 3 replacement cards in any 1 year and a total of 10 replacements in your lifetime. So hopefully you're not losing it regularly, because once you reach that limit of 10, then you get into a little trouble. You've got some extra paperwork involved. I don't know exactly how much burden they're going to put upon you to get another card at that point, but I would recommend not finding out. Find maybe after replacement card number 7 or so in your life, you should find a little better place to keep the card. But if it does happen, I think there is a mechanism where you can appeal the process and ask for another card even after 10. But there are technically some limits. Secondly, I'd recommend making an appointment at your local Social Security office or dropping in. This is not something you can do over the phone or process online. You can request a new card either by mail or in person. But as you'll see in a moment, it requires certain documents to be produced. If you apply by mail, you have to send some of these documents, and these need to be originals or certified copies of these documents. You have to mail them off and then wait for them to be returned with your Social Security card. I don't know that I would feel comfortable mailing the types of documents that they're going to require to issue you a replacement Social Security card. So I would recommend instead doing the application at a local Social Security office where you can produce the documents required and then take them back home with you and then just wait for your new card to show up. So what you're going to need, first of all, and make sure you will bring all of this with you to the Social Security office, otherwise you'll have a wasted trip. First, you need proof of citizenship. So common acceptable documents here are a U.S. birth certificate or a U.S. passport. Now, a U.S. passport is handy because it not only works for the proof of citizenship, but it also works for the proof of identity, which is next. But before we move on to that, the birth certificate, remember this cannot be a photocopy of a birth certificate. It needs to be the original if you happen to still have it. Or you need to go to whatever in your state, whatever entity is in charge of issuing birth certificates, and they will produce for you a certified copy of that birth certificate. There are some alternative documents that work like a birth certificate, but that is the most common document that will work for this very first part. A U.S. birth certificate, original or certified copy, would be the first piece. Secondly, you need proof of identity, so they know that you just didn't go request a birth certificate or find a birth certificate in some estate sale or something like that. So you've got to have proof of identity. Common forms here are a U.S. driver's license with a picture, a state-issued ID card, so maybe a non-driver's license ID card, a U.S. passport. Like I mentioned before, that passport comes up again, so the passport can basically fulfill both of these requirements. Or if those three, for some reason, are not available, they'll then go to kind of the secondary list of identity documents, which would be a U.S. military ID, a school ID card, health insurance card, or even an employee ID card. And what they prefer to have is a document like this that has a recent photograph on it. That's the preferred document, or they might ask you to produce several of these documents in order to approve it. So once you supply all of this, there's a short application. You can download it online before you go in if you wish, or they'll have it right there. It's not real long. It does ask you some information about your parents and where you were born and that sort of thing. So if you're and where they were born, for instance, and if you've been married and what your spouse's name was and that kind of thing. So if you're not sure you have all of that information in your brain where you can just produce it, you might want to download the form ahead of time before you go in. But once you do that and they've been satisfied, they've seen the documents, they will formally request a new card. Unfortunately, you don't leave the office with the new card. It's mailed to you, usually shows up within 10 to 14 days from when you have fulfilled all the requirements at Social Security. So if you mailed it in, as soon as they're happy that they got everything they need, they'll mail it to you. If you went into a live office, once you leave there, that's when the clock, this, you know, 10 to 14 day period when you'll receive a new card. Now, if it's an emergency, you need one right now, you can at the Social Security office request a letter on their letterhead confirming that the Social Security number on the letter is in fact yours. They verified it. It's kind of a certification document, and they will provide that to you if you ask and you tell them you need it before the 10 to 14 day wait. So that hopefully will not happen to many people, but there is a mechanism for requesting a new Social Security card. If you have the documents, it's not too painful, and the length of time is fairly short. If you have trouble producing these documents, you'll have to work with your local Social Security office for them to give you some alternatives that might suffice to help you obtain a new Social Security card. So thank you very much for joining us this week on HelpWithMySocialSecurity.com. We'll be back next week with another blog post.
Are you interested in your own customized Social Security analysis? If so, visit us at HelpWithMySocialSecurity.com and click the Contact Jim and Chris button. Jim and Chris offer a $75 Social Security optimization analysis that includes a one-hour consultation to discuss the specifics of your Social Security situation. This very affordable offer is for both singles and couples, and will provide you the information you need to make an informed decision about claiming your Social Security benefits.
Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research Incorporated, a broker-dealer, member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through Cambridge Investment Research Advisors Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Jim Solnier, LLC, and Cambridge are not affiliated.